Okay. Good evening. Welcome to this channeling session, the last one of the month of October, on October the 29th, 1996. I'm here tonight with Russ. Russ, do you have some questions for me?
Yeah, I do.
He does. Okay, what questions do you have for me this evening?
Can you wait a second while I get my shoes off?
Certainly, as Russ undoes his shoelaces one by one at a time. And the look of disgust is on his face, and he takes a deep breath and goes, in irritation and frustration, the fact that Dorongdans and females are much more intelligent and smarter. Okay. Plenty of room there. Plenty of room. Okay. Now we're going to have to talk fairly loudly for it to come out clear.
I actually think with the dials all the way up, catching it anyway.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Meanwhile, back on Sirius.
Sirius, no, this is coming live from Hades base, dear. Fifth dimensional Mars being held in a sixth dimensional space. As if he didn't know. As steam comes out.
Sixth dimensional held in a fifth dimensional space.
It works either way. Come on, let's get to the question.
No, it doesn't. It only works one way. You can't reverse the two.
Let's get on with the questions. Right. Time is a wasting.
Time capsules in the Hall of Records. Now,
any communicator would just go like this and have carried on talking as if there was nothing wrong instead of going, what is there?
This is concerning the Sphinx and the new chamber that they found about 25 feet below the right, left paw, that they are looking at opening up. At currently, there is a hint of metal being found within it. And I'll give you the exact descriptions here. Okay.
That noise was Russ hitting the microphone with his hand.
Okay, in 1991, a team led by Boston University geologist Robert Schock, using remote sensing equipment, detected a large rectangular chamber concealed in bedrock 20 feet below the paws of the Sphinx. Now, we are, the last month, using radar, they detected the prints of metallic substances or metallic objects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also note that Edgar Cayce said that the Hall of Records from Atlantis would be found between 1996 and 1998.
Uh-huh.
So, in the first place, what does it have to do with your future prolepsis of the event and our future?
It's not taken into consideration, but it is one of those facts that I see will not have a major outcome on the upcoming events. Now, referring back to the upcoming events, there is something that needs to be said to clear up things, to get the matter as clear as possible.
Okay.
One is, if the current president is re-elected, right, then the 2 years is definitely very near.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there is a Democratic House elected at the same time, then oh dear. Because the liberals, like Kennedy and that crowd, the elitist crowd that is superior than everybody else and intellectually knows what everybody wants, will have free reign. Then when that happens, you go to DEFCON 2.
Okay. Now, we are looking at that possibility of now happening. You know, Republican Democratic House being nominated along with a Democratic president again.
Uh-huh.
So, with DEFCON 2, Do we just lock the doors and hide away, or?
No, you carry on as normal, but you just speed up your preparations.
Okay.
And wait till the winter, as it were.
This winter or the next winter?
It's a figure of speech.
Okay, well, we have basically then just another week or so before the elections happen.
Uh-huh.
And we'll know by then.
Okay, now, if it is just Clinton and the majority stays Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you do is a DEFCON 3.5 or 2.5, rather. Right? It's kind of, and see what happens, right? Now, if he's impeached, right? You go to DEFCON 2.
And Gore will be in charge.
That's right.
Okay. Now, one thing that I want to get to real quick on that was you mentioned earlier that Gore and Hillary had a thing about wishing to control the government.
Uh-huh.
Well, if Clinton gets impeached, that means Hillary will no longer have a role in this matter.
Are you really that naive?
Well, no, it just stands to reason, though, that the president's wife won't be anywhere near government. The president's no longer in office.
There is such a thing as pardon and going to visit, and I don't think they would go to jail.
No, they'd go to Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, Arkansas.
Arkansas, right.
Mm-hmm. So, they won't be in prison. They'll still be able to access, and they will still, or she will still have a lot of power.
But at that point, he's impeached.
That's correct.
Which, what they call it, Mr. Teflon, might not happen. Okay. Now, what do you want to talk about tonight? Do you want to discuss stuff about the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx?
Okay. Well, that's not really.
Save that for a mall.
We'll save that for a mall. I mean, I can just sit here and go, and not be any the wiser.
Okay.
It's not my field. I'm a political analyst, aren't I? Political analyst, mother, astral traveler, and PK.
Alrighty. I'll save that for a moment.
Okay.
Alright, so then coming up on our future, then let's go ahead and work on that.
Okay.
Okay. With the President Clinton and the Democratic Congress being elected, let's say.
Yeah.
Then that would give us a 2-year period from, theoretically, then their election.
Mm-hmm. You've got to watch the stock market very, very closely. Very closely. At the moment, it is doing some pretty odd things, don't you agree?
Technology's down.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it keeps on climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, why is it climbing?
Growth and prosperity?
Yes, but the growth and prosperity and the confidence is not that high. It is a slow, gradual thing, which in this case, supposedly with everything going great, right? It's not. There's something very fishy going on. But I can't really say what is going on.
What would you call it, being manipulated by a president trying to get reelected? And it's artificially being enhanced?
Yes and no. Yes and no. It's a little bit tricky in how to word it. What is actually going on in my perception is that they are fudging the figures. For example, have you heard the latest comment that the deficit has been reduced 4 years in a row and it's all Clinton's doing?
Yeah.
Okay, count back 4 years for me from 96 back.
I'll be back at 92, about this time before the election.
Who was in office?
Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned this way back like a month ago, these numbers were being, established.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it odd that it's now, election time, that all these figures of positive and everything is coming out, whereas, 4 years ago, right? When the deficit first started being reduced, it was the worst economy in 40 years or 30 years.
Well, that's because they wanted Clinton in office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so basically, Bush was, you know, being pushed out of the office.
Yeah.
Now, Bush basically was basically being paid back, and he got tired of the job, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much so.
And he didn't want to do it anymore anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that was recalled as one of the worst campaigns next to Bob Dole.
No, Bob Dole has done a very good campaign. It's just that, for example, right, Bob Dole ripped into last week into Clinton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the headlines? He also approached Dole, approached Perot, right? And what was the headlines?
Perot.
Mm-hmm. And what was Perot's comment?
I can't understand why Dole would even bother saying
it. Well, he said it was weird, right? But yet, yeah, you know, Dole had attacked Clinton, right?
Dole's always attacking.
Yes.
But why? Last night.
But why would they suddenly turn around and say that Bob Dole's request to Perot was weird?
Well, because it beats having to say the same thing about Dole attacking Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's common nightly news. I mean,
yeah.
That's something different.
But the fact is that half of the stuff that Dole does, or 80% of the stuff that you see on your communication devices, right, are all negative.
That's a liberal media.
Thank you. So
that's already established.
Who is electing the president?
That's a good government.
No. Well, yes. But who is being, doing the footwork?
Yeah, but who controls the media? That's the question to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, the media is one of these entities that controls itself and does what it feels it wants to. But the thing is that the people are being manipulated by the popular press.
Yeah, but they're independent.
Yeah, they're independent. They are electing the president. Not you, the people. Not the secret government. Well, the secret government is. It's just that they happen to have two very close agendas. The secret government and the press have a very close agenda. Okay,
well,
now,
let's look at this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're in the media,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say you're Robert Murdoch. Okay, or better yet,
Rupert Murdoch.
Let's take Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Frankie Turner.
No. He owns CNN,
mm-hmm.
one of the world's most looked to sources for news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And most liberalist.
All right. Well, let's say, okay. Now, you're assuming then that Turner is independent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if that's the case, and you're the secret government, then how do you influence someone like Turner to report news you want him to report?
You don't have to. He is like Kennedy, an elitist, right?
Right.
And it just so happens that the elitist establishment is what the secret government wants, right?
Right.
So, you feed them information. They go on their sweet way, right? They don't realize that they've been manipulated. They're not that smart.
Well, then how come the Republicans got elected? Why? What was the agenda there? Reagan, Bush years?
Reagan, Bush years?
Yeah, that wasn't elitist government, but it was conservative government for 12 years.
Yes. And when it comes to Republicans, right, they like a nice strong army, right? They like a lot of free enterprise, which also helps the secret government because they get more money for their budgets and stuff. You see?
So why change to a Democrat?
Because with a Democrat society, right, with a Democrat leader, you can get away with more.
So you're
with
saying
one, you get the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say next election, they need more money, right?
Right.
Because the Democrats have cut their budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You need more money? You need to get it from the government? What do?
Be Republican.
That's right.
But What I have to worry about, though, is if we have a 2-year window here before, you know, everything starts happening, then why is a secret government getting ready to, you know, start that? Doesn't it seem like that would be going against their aims, or are they even in control of that?
I think it's something that has got beyond their control. Or it is possible that it's exactly what they're planning for. Chaos and mayhem.
Well, that's two separate opposites.
Yeah, but chaos and mayhem, right, would benefit them tremendously, correct?
I think they would lose their power base.
No, they would gain more power. Because they would be able to manipulate various groups and individuals against each other, right?
Yeah.
And infiltrate into those groups. So, therefore, they would have much more of a control and opportunity. Now, if you go the other way, right,
mm-hmm.
where they are free to do their own thing, again, they get more control. You see, they're on a win-win situation. Except if you come with a third possibility,
mm-hmm.
right, is that the people get pissed off, right, and just destroy the government.
Right.
Therefore, they're out of business. But the people won't do that. You see, the people like the Democrats at the moment because it's got to the point where it is no longer ask what you can do for your, no longer ask your country what it can do for you, but what you can do for your country. It's now become ask what your country can do for you.
Hmm.
Do you know that if I lived down there, right, with my children would pay 80% of their money into taxes by the time that they retire. 80% of the money that they earn will be taken away in taxes.
But those taxes are returned to them in various ways, though.
Name one.
Police force.
Name another.
Fire department.
Name another. Don't think locally.
Okay. Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
Medicare,
mm-hmm.
Social Security.
No. No. Do you know that 60% of your current money that you pay in taxes for Social Security is not going into your retirement fund?
Mm.
It's paying those people that are already retired. You're only going to get 40% back, if that.
Well, we're not going to be around to see that anyway.
That's besides the point. What about those people that will be?
They won't be. They're getting now, and after that, it's not going to matter one way or another.
Because there won't be any welfare.
Right.
Okay, now, why is it that your press reports the Republican plan on the welfare reform as cuts when nothing was cut?
It makes it easier for the person to understand.
But that's a total lie. That is a total lie. Nothing was cut.
Right. We discussed
it. Yeah. But I'm saying that I'm having a hard time understanding your society. I think the felines need to go out. I'll pause the tape.
Just hit that red button again. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
All right. What does it do to discuss, you know, what will happen and why is it happening and putting stuff down when, in fact, we know that what is to happen is to help us make the next evolutionary advancement. Therefore, anything that's happening, good or bad, is all good. That's perfect for the future.
Okay. You know what's going on. I know what's going on.
Correct.
Mark knows what's going on. And a few individuals know what's going on, right?
Right.
What about those that don't? Say, for example, let me think. Somebody from the chat room, right?
Okay.
They go to your page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they find out what's going on. How does it relate to them in their third dimensional mindset?
makes them prepare.
That's right. So by going over it and explaining it again and again, right, of what is possibly going to happen, then they are prepared. But they cannot prepare themselves in a spiritual way. So we have to nudge them into doing things that will prepare them in a different way. By looking at it and saying, okay, Bob Dole did this, Bill Clinton did this, Bob Dole did this, Bill Clinton did that. You see, it gives them the options and the facts of what is really going on. Not what the press and the secret government wants them to think, but what really is.
But now we're not going at this from a spiritual point of view either.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
For the simple reason that you have to look at different spiritual organizations, right? And you have to come up with a neutral ground. The neutral ground is very important.
Okay. Back to my original question.
Uh-huh.
Even those people who don't have the preparedness, let's say they've never seen our webpage, they don't have any clue what's going on, which is a vast majority of people on the planet. Don't they at some point become aware and learn that the same things we're going to learn?
Yes, eventually. But in the meantime, you have to explain it to them in a different way where they will understand it. You see, it's not just 1,000 people that have been to your webpage, right?
Right.
It's 1,000 people that have been there, plus the people they have told. They may have told 2-3 people. So it's no longer 1,000, you're talking 4,000. And maybe that 4,000 has talked to another 1,000. That's 5,000 people that do not have access, but are aware. So you have to lay it out in such a way that it is plain, no reference of spirituality, right?
Right.
So that they can understand it and process it and go, huh? You see what I'm saying?
Right. And all I can see is that everything that's going to happen is supposed to happen.
Yeah, we've covered that. And so, we've explained that. But we're helping them to look at the options, to give them they're at a junction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which road do they take? Let's say the Palmer Marx hand here is the main road, right?
Right.
And these are all the alternate roads. Right.
Five fingers.
Okay. Only one of these roads leads in the right way. We've got to point them without interfering to the one that leads down the right road.
Correct.
So we have to wear it so they'll understand it and make them think and increase their chances of picking the right road. If they don't pick the right road, it's going to be longer for them. You see, we're caught in a very unique position that we have to choose whether or not we interfere totally by saying, no, you're going in the wrong direction, this is what you have to do. Or by staying out and supplying information, but having the information pointing in the direction that they need to go.
But at the same time, a person out of those five fingers, let's say, is shown the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Saying these other four aren't going to work. Okay? This middle path here that you picked, or that is there open to you, is the right path.
Yeah.
Which would be, in your case, the interference you're talking about.
That's right.
Okay. Now, the person has a choice at that point to follow that path
mm-hmm.
or not. They also have a choice on whether following that path, they stay on the path or whether they diverge off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Odds of them actually, going along with your suggestion of following that path to its very end without divergence is small in the first place.
But it's a chance we have to take.
Correct. So the interference that you talk about is actually really only guidance. And a person has the free will to decide whether they wish to choose to be guided or whether they want to do it on their own.
Yes and no. Yes and no. The yes part is, yes, they do have free will. But if you stack the information in such a way, right, it takes away that free will. For example, getting back to your newspapers and your communication devices, right?
Right.
They want Bill Clinton.
Correct.
They report only 25% of what Mr. Dole actually says. And of that 25% that they report, they take all the negative.
Okay.
Okay. Which does what?
Well, it puts a distinctly negative slant on things.
Exactly. Anything possibly negative, they report and set up in a way that would point people in the direction to vote for Clinton.
Okay. But at the same time, all right, I've watched C-SPAN, where there is no bias involved. It's merely cameras set up for a Dole speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched numerous Dole speeches. And my impression, as is the impression of everyone, who's not just getting soundbite, who's actually watching, you know, his speeches and the debates,
mm-hmm.
see Dole as not very secure, not a very good speaker, not a very good politician as far as campaigning-wise. He looks like he's nervous. He looks like, you know, he can't complete a sentence without stuttering at some point in it. And he just doesn't look as sharp as Mr. Clinton does.
He's not polished on your communication devices.
Correct.
But that means absolutely nothing when it comes to actual politics.
You know, the same thing that happened in the debate is happening with the voters. They don't see a positive image being impressed out by the Republicans.
Yes, but the thing is that Dole has a lot more political experience than Clinton will ever have. He knows how to make things happen. He has around him some very good individuals, right, that have been treated absolutely horribly by the press. They are running in fear that these people will be elected, because if they are elected, their good times are over.
Hmm.
Now, with this current administration, your government has actually stepped backwards. It's not going forward. It's not preparing for the next century. There's all this, internet access for every school child, condoms for everybody, but the morals are going. The morals are what would keep the country on its path to prosperity and be able to handle the upcoming events. With the lack of morals, right, the fact that it's become immoral for a six-year-old child to kiss another six-year-old child, or for a teenager to bring headache tablets to school, drug policy, you see, or to bring a steak knife to cut up chicken, or, one of many things. No longer can the children read the books that they learn from. The books have to be politically correct. The books have to be censored. The books have to be, all these things you haven't looked into, right? What's going on in the schools?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have children. I have. I've looked into that. I wouldn't want my children going to any of your schools. They've taken away the punishment method to stop wrongdoing. You know, a child gets into more trouble for bringing aspirin to school than a child bringing a firearm to school.
That's a little bit extreme. No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
She got suspended.
Mm-hmm.
You bring a firearm to school, you get arrested.
Now, a child actually did do that. Brought a firearm to school. They had a search. Right? The child was suspended. It was repealed by the court because it was an illegal search. That child got nothing. Suspended for a day. They brought the firearm to their school.
Yeah.
Because it was an illegal search.
But, boy, look at the reputation the kid's going to get from this point on.
And he's got to live with that for the rest of his, you know, school term.
Why?
But that's irrelevant to what we're actually talking about.
No, it is what is happening to the rest of your society.
Yes, but it's only temporary. Due to the fact that the changes we're talking about will take place in 2 years. Whether or not, you know...
Russ, the changes that are going to happen are going to be real nasty. And these things that are happening now are a prime example of what is going to happen. The sheer idiotic differences in a child bringing aspirin and a child bringing a handgun. One gets suspended, the other one gets no trouble whatsoever.
But Tia, we talk about this every week, okay? But the point of fact is that there is nothing that's going to change from what is going to happen now than what is different from what you're talking about. In 2 weeks, the same president's going to be reelected, okay? Everything that we're talking about doesn't matter due to the fact that...
It does matter. It does matter. That is the reason why things are going the way that they are. The words that you just said explain a lot. It doesn't matter. It does matter.
Why? Because we can change it?
Yes.
How?
By getting people motivated, getting people prepared. That's what we're trying to do with the web pages, get them prepared.
Which is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to change the fact that a kid going to school with aspirin is going to get less than a person going to school with a firearm.
You have to put the morals in.
In 2 years.
In 2 years, you can build the building blocks.
With a web page.
Well, with a small nucleus. Maybe that small nucleus will help. A little crack in the dam or a little drop of rain fills that lake out there. A little drop at a time. That's what you're trying to do. If you have a big open hole in the ground and you want to fill it with water, you have to do it a drop at a time.
Right.
Okay, so you've had your web page how long? 6 months?
Not quite.
Okay. Let us say 6 months.
Well, let's say 6 months.
Okay, how many people have visited that in that time?
About 1,000.
Okay. Now, how long do we have left?
2 years.
2 years, which is 24 months. Okay. Now, that 1,000 that has visited your webpage in the past 6 months, right, has told 4,000 people in total, right? That's 5,000 people. Right. Multiply that by 4, how many is that?
20,000.
No. Yeah, 20,000. That's 20,000 people. And how is he getting in? Is there a door up downstairs?
No, of course.
Wait, he's got rain on him and he's wet.
What's that mean?
Correct.
Coming from the garage room.
Okay.
All right. Now we're assuming that this 20,000 is actually taking place.
Assuming.
Okay. Now, with what we're doing here, okay, we are preparing people for the future, correct? All right. So what we're doing is, in essence, preparing them for after the fact. There's not a lot that can be done to change the fact.
No. What's going to happen is going to happen.
Right. We've discussed that.
Yes. We've discussed it many times. But you can minimize... Hurry! You can minimize what is going on by setting up various plans. I'm not saying you tell them how things are going to be, this is how they do it, blah, 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 blah. What I'm saying is that you plan to push them in a particular way. These individuals that check out your page have morals.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But they're so fed up with people battering down their morals, right, that they're almost giving up. Your page is basically patting them on the back and saying that they're doing a good job and their morals are worth keeping. Don't give up. Basically, what the web page is a bright light in a dark blue.
I agree.
Okay. I've got to put on the next person.
Okay. There we go.
We can complete this page for us.
Greetings, Omar.
And let us get down to business.
Got it.
Okay, let us proceed.
Okay. Real quickly, I want to go back a little bit on what he and I were talking about.
Okay.
Okay. And that is that with what's coming up, we're providing the chance for people to see a glimpse of what's going to happen and how to deal with it afterwards.
You are the beacon at the end of the dark tunnel.
Correct. And basically what we're giving them is a look at how to make preparations for the future.
No. You are building a framework for them.
Okay. And Hades Base and Ashtar Command is part of that framework, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, how is what T and I are working with and Ashtar Command all going to be part of that framework?
In various ways.
Okay.
Okay. The floor that you stand on is the framework of the ground. Your bones are a framework. You do not see them, but they are there. Hades Base is the framework of the bones. You put the meat on it. You teach the six-dimensional thinking, which is the muscle tissue. And the person is skin over the muscle tissue. Ashtar Command is the framework that supports the feet, the ground, that they walk upon. You understand?
Mm-hmm. And then the last part, the world on which the framework sits upon, would be Sananda, and the religion of goes beyond Sananda.
Correct.
The faith. Okay. All right, well, that's dealt with. Yeah, we got lots of stuff to do tonight.
Okay.
All right. All right. First off, let's go to abilities.
Okay.
Shielding and coercion in conjunction.
Yes.
And with using shielding, coercion and shielding together.
Yes.
We discussed how to fire a coercive
shot. Okay.
How to fire a coercive shot through your shielding.
Yes.
Okay, which is essentially you make a hole.
Correct.
And then send it through.
Correct. But you have to be quick if somebody has a coercive ability that is strong and senses that hole, they will use your coercive ability against you and use it to augment their coercive ability, as was demonstrated.
Correct. Now, how do we go about getting around that?
By being fast.
So the faster, the better.
Correct.
So kind of like a six-shooter kind of thing. Whoever gets the coercive beat on the other person first wins.
Correct. Pause.
Okay. Now, let's say you're a little bit slow and you get nailed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you go around fixing the problem? Can you?
You bring your shields back up. You close the hole. You realize that you are being manipulated. That is the first thing that you have to remember. You have to realize you are being manipulated.
Okay, as I did.
What are you going to do about it? Slam up your shield, back off.
Correct.
Don't launch your attack again, because the individual will pick up on it. don't forget, you have to fight somebody that maybe is a little bit better than you, or the same strength, or worse than you. Don't pick somebody that is above you.
You don't always have that choice, unfortunately.
When do them in that situation, you do not put yourself in that position where you open your shields to fire a shot.
You could be shield back down.
And wait and watch until the coercive strength starts to weaken.
Okay. Now, shielding is an ability that is related to manifestation.
Yes, I know.
Okay, we've never really discussed that part before.
It is certainly linked to manifestation, but it is also linked to energy flow. Okay, which we use the aura to help augment your shield, toughen the outer layer of the aura.
Okay.
I think your biggest failing was the fact that you did not put on a suit of armor.
I never gotten that part down really good yet.
You might have done better if you had.
Well, you know what? It's not my kind of country where, you know, suits of armor are really a workable idea in this century. Whereas with Mark, it's a bit more anachronistic.
Mark is, as Tia pointed out, an anachronism.
True. Okay,
so 100 that I find that fits in very well.
Right. Now, to increase shielding ability up to grandmaster or masterly status, one would need daily practice against imaginary attacks.
Yes. Also, you would need practice against the real report.
Try to piss off Mark once in a while.
Now, there is a two-edged sword to this.
Okay.
Okay, certainly that is a good idea. But what are you doing to him in return?
Helping him with his.
You're also doing what, think? By making him use what is occurring.
Or by making him use his shields?
No.
Oh, it's coercion.
Mm-hmm.
He's increasing his coercive ability.
Correct.
Good. But for some reason, I see that being a sort of counterproductive way of approaching this.
It's your choice. I cannot say whether or not it is good or bad.
Right. It's just an option.
It is an option and something that you have to think about. Do you want this monster coercer kicking around your house?
I already got it kicking around my house. I think it's good for him to practice up on his coercion anyway.
Do you think he is a monster coercer now?
Well, not like Kyrian, of course.
Okay, put it this way. 20 years down the road, do you want Kiri, in essence, kicking around your house?
Oh, yes.
With the coercive level of Kiri?
Absolutely.
Then proceed as you are.
I mean, looking at the positive coming back outweighs the negative.
You are a different feline.
Yeah, that's audible.
Let's say you have grown dramatically in the last few moments. Who has been practicing manifestation? Okay. Lie down.
Now, with...
Lie down.
Okay, now, the merging of two minds, for example, myself and Kara, or Mark and Kiri and Tia.
Nasty combination.
Where the minds are very closely linked as far as energy patterns go. Okay, now, could you then go ahead and link then with a form of a correlated image, for example, like a mandala, so that you're all in synchronicity and converge.
You can do that.
And then once you have that, can you flow together?
Can we do something about this feline, please? Be nice for her.
I am. Now, once you have that, can you flow together in meta concert using the technique you gave us for
Yes, you can. But, when it comes to going up against one of your group, not necessarily your mind in Kara's mind, it can be counterproductive due to the fact that subconsciously the individual does know the weak points of the group meta-concept because he has been involved in that meta-concept.
Well, I don't mean going against Mark. I mean just to strengthen myself up against, you know, people that I come up against.
If you use the same shielding that you have used in a meta-concept, then that should work, but it will not work against Kiri, Tia, or Mark, because they know how to insert themselves into the meta-concept.
Right.
But against other people, it does work.
That's what I want to look at.
But you have to realize